Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. I do want to, before we get started, let you know a couple of things. First of all I needed to know I learned from Columbo is now available as an audiobook. In it, I examine 7 great detectives of radio, literature, and television, including Monk, Columbo, Sherlock Holmes. It's already available for the Kindle, for the Nook, for the iPad, and for all other readers at smashwords.com. Now, if you don't have an ebook reader, it's also available as an audiobook, either through iTunes or through audible.com. Also, over at greatdetectives.net today, we have an article in which I review the first season of Colonial Radio Theater's Western hit, Powder River. And tomorrow at greatdetectives.net, I continue my countdown of radio's 100 most essential people with number 7. You can receive all the articles I post at greatdetectives.net. If you have a Kindle, just automatically download through the Kindle store. But let's go ahead and get into today's episode. This one is called The Senile Slugging Case.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take you now behind the scenes of a police headquarters in a great American city, where under the cold, glaring lights will pass before us the innocent, the vagrant, the thief, the murderer. This is The Lineup.
Yeah? Here's Mr. Wiggins.
Oh, how do you feel, Mr. Wiggins?
Better. I feel a little better.
Good. Well, we can sit right here. You need some help?
No, thank you. It's all right.
I'll see you later then, Ben.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sergeant.
You bet.
Nice guy.
Corey?
Yeah.
How many people do we have to look at?
Oh, I think they're 28 or 29. We've had 2 other cases like yours in the past week, Mr. Wiggins. We picked up a couple of guys that might be possibilities, but we haven't been able to get positive identifications.
Uh-huh. May I have your attention, please? You people out there on the other side of the wire of the audience room, may I have your attention, please? Thank you. My name is Greb, Sergeant Matt Greb. I'll explain the lineup to you. Each of the suspects you will see will be numbered. I'll call off a number, their name, and charge. If you have any questions or identifications, please remember the number assigned to the prisoner as I call his name. At the end of each line, when I ask for questions or identifications, call out the number. If you're sure or not too sure of a suspect, have him held. The officers who took your name will assist you. They're seated among you. Please be prompt with your questions or identifications. When the prisoners leave here, they are sent to the bathroom and dressed back into their jail clothes. It makes it quite difficult to bring them back after they leave here. The questions I ask these suspects are merely to get a natural tone of voice, so do not pay too much attention to their answers as they often lie. Bring on the line. Okay, move it up over to this side of the stage. Spread out and stand facing the audience. Hands to your sides and keep looking straight ahead. Now, boys, when you answer the questions, talk up so the people out there can hear you. It's a long way to the back of the room, so keep your voices up. All right, number 1, William Bushman, robbery. Take your hands out of your pockets. Where do you live, William?
108th and Lincoln.
Where are you from?
Los Angeles.
How long you been in this city?
About 7 months, I think. About 7 months.
Were you arrested with anybody, William?
Yeah, a couple guys.
Oh, what were their names?
Joe. I don't know his last name.
Joe Lucas? Number 18, yes. What was the other boy?
Call him Twitch. Herman Twitchell.
He's number 19. Any weapons with him?
No.
You have a car?
No, we was walking. If we had a car, we wouldn't be here.
Number 2, Max Sloan, robbery. Where do you live, Max?
At East Side.
You have an address, haven't you?
At 411 Orchid, South.
Were you alone when you were arrested?
Well, I was with the guy I was sticking up.
Was anybody arrested with you?
No, I was pulling the job. We weren't sticking up each other.
Any weapons, Max?
You think he was giving me his warrant because I was pointing my thumb at him?
You want to be funny? We got all night, Max. You can just stand there and be funny all night.
I'm sorry.
Were there any weapons?
Yeah, 32.
Nickel-plated? Blue steel?
What? Blue steel. Not counting the rust.
You have a car?
Nope.
Okay, number 3, Stanley Meyer. Robbery.
Any of these men?
No,
where do you live,
none
Stan?
Of those men. I don't recognize any of those.
Now, you'll have to speak up, Stan.
Then I don't live here. I'm from out of town.
Where out of town?
Wilmington.
And you people hear him back there?
Good lot of men.
Now, look. I told you boys you're going to have to talk up. I don't want to have to repeat the question, so talk up all the way to the back of the room. Now, where are you from, Stan?
Wilmington, Kentucky.
Where have you been staying here?
On one place, one night flop house.
What flop house?
Yes, a flop house. I don't remember. Who remembers a flop house?
Hi. Wiggins didn't spot anybody, huh?
No. Those two guys that jumped him did it too quick.
Oh, this is the third slugging in a week. Somebody better come up with a halfway decent description.
These guys aren't stupid. They follow a pretty routine M.O. Dark spots. Pick an old guy like Wiggins, jump him before he knows what's happening, beat him unconscious, then roll him. How much chance has he got for a decent description?
They're liable to kill somebody. They seem to be getting rougher.
Yeah. Here's a list of Wiggins' valuables. See that all the pawn shops are covered.
Okay, Ben.
Other two victims didn't have much that those guys might want to hawk, and Wiggins had a gold watch and an old stick pin. Watch had his name and an inscription. They might try to get rid of it.
We're in 13J tonight, huh?
Yeah. These boys move around, but they seem to stay pretty much to the east side. We'll have the usual cars and 5 auxiliaries. Waldo's putting about a dozen plainclothesmen on the streets.
It'd be funny if one of our boys got rolled.
Oh, they're too old. These guys pick them old so they won't give much trouble. Nice guys.
Yeah, swell. Getting hungry?
Yeah, a little.
Well, let's pull into Rogers and get a hamburger, huh?
Okay.
Order me a hamburger and coffee, will you, Ben?
Sure thing.
I'll be right
back. Okay.
56, a 410 at the intersection of Simcoe.
Hi.
Hi. No, I don't need a menu. Two hamburgers and 2 coffees, please.
Mm-hmm. 2 hamburgers, 2 coffees. Everything on the burger?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Attention all units in Area H. The 211 slugging at 87 West Bullock. All units in Area H. The 211 slugging at 87 West Bullock.
Ambulance is on its way. Oh, miss.
Yeah?
Hold those hamburgers.
What's this?
99.
What's up, Ben?
I'm slugging. About a block away.
You know, someday I'm going to finish a whole meal. Already here. Hi, Quine. What's up?
Over here. It's a woman. Pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Good. Gosh.
I've done everything I can. Oh, here comes the ambulance. Now, this is the fellow that found her. Mr. Hall?
Yeah?
This is Lieutenant Guthrie. Tell him about it.
Well, I was walking by over on the sidewalk. I tossed a cigarette over here, and I saw her.
Well, about then I spotted this officer in the car and I yelled.
Hi, Doc.
Another slugging, huh?
Yeah.
Well, she's not dead, but she's close. Hey, get that blanket over. Looks like a bad fracture, a really bad one. Lost a lot of blood.
You think she'll make it?
I don't know. Keep that end up.
All right.
She's pretty old. Lost a lot of blood. Oh, are you coming down, Lieutenant?
Yeah, we'll be down.
She didn't have anything on her, Ben. No identifications. They got everything.
Uh-huh. You just found her lying here, Mr. Hall?
That's right. Threw my cigarette over here. I wouldn't even have seen her if I hadn't thrown my cigarette.
They probably waited behind this hedge. Grabbed her when she passed, slugged her, and dragged her into the lot.
Yeah, it's a good spot for it. Good and dark.
Gee, it was a terrible thing. I still can't quite believe it. What are you going to do about it?
What do you think?
Lieutenant.
Murph, that 211 slugging that came in about a half hour ago, who's got it?
The old lady?
Yeah.
She's in surgery now, Dr. Gurdon. That's the fourth one this week, isn't it, Lieutenant?
Yeah.
Mind if I look at your newspaper, Murph?
No, go ahead.
Coffee shop's closed, isn't it?
Yeah. You want some coffee?
Well, I could use some.
Want me to run down to the kitchen?
No, forget it.
No trouble.
No, thanks, Murph. We'll get some across the street later.
Hey, Ben.
Huh?
The tennis matches will be here Wednesday. You want to go?
We're on duty Wednesday.
Well, they'll be here for three nights. Let's go see him one night, huh? I'd like to see that Nancy Chafee.
That's a pretty girl. Picture in that last section someplace.
Yeah?
Sports section. Yeah, right there. Pretty girl, huh?
Yeah. I'm Ben?
Yeah.
What do you say? Want to go?
Yeah.
Here comes Dr. Gurdon, Lieutenant.
Doctor.
I'm Guthrie, Doctor, 16th Precinct.
How are you?
This is Sergeant Graham.
Hello.
How's the old lady?
She died. Wasn't much we could do. Pretty well gone when she came in. Come on, walk down with me while I get out of this gown.
Sure. See you later, Murph.
Yeah. Take it easy, Murph.
So long.
Have you got an identification yet?
No, not yet. Fingerprints will help, though.
Well, we did just about everything. It's a bad fracture, a really bad one. When they're that bad, they don't stand much of a chance.
Mm. She regained consciousness at any time?
No. By the looks of the wound, whoever hit it with something pretty heavy. Blackjack? No. Oh, something like a pipe, maybe. Really let her have it.
That's the way these boys have been working. We've had three others, but not this band.
Uh-huh. Take away?
No, thanks.
Sergeant? No, thanks. Yeah. It's hard to believe anybody would beat up an old woman. Hit her that hard just doesn't make sense.
No, I don't guess it does.
These other victims, they have much money on them?
Add it all together, about $24.
Hi, Ben.
Morning, man. Anything new?
No, just routine stuff.
Well, let's grab some coffee then, huh?
Okay.
99, 415 at Lincoln and Lucas. KQAR, 830-70K, code 6.
Oh, I was just looking for you, Ben. Come on in.
Huh?
Mark sent us over the fingerprints on that old lady.
You got an identification?
Yeah. Well, he ran a check through, and that's what we came up with.
Huh?
Our woman's name is Stokes. Mrs. Rebecca Stokes lives at 518 North Oak with her daughter. Ashley went over to get the daughter. I need a positive identification. Asher's taking right down to the morgue. I thought maybe you'd like to talk to her first.
Yeah, I would. Let's go.
Daughter's name is Lillian Dunn. Hmm. She was married. Husband killed in the war.
Good morning, Lieutenant. This is Miss Dunn. This is Lieutenant Guthrie and Sergeant Gripp.
How do you do, Miss Dunn?
How do you do?
Hello.
We certainly wish we could eliminate all this, Miss Dunn, but it's necessary.
I don't think I can go through with it. I don't think I can do it.
Well, it's necessary. She has to be identified by a relative.
I just don't think I can.
Well, it is your mother. We're sure of that.
Sooner or later, you'll have to... Well, sooner or later you'll want to see her.
But not in here. Please, not in here.
We'll have to keep her here until we get a positive identification. Do you have any other family?
In Nevada, an aunt and a cousin.
Well, if they could get down here, they
could... haven't seen Mom in years.
Your mother's the fourth victim in a week. We've got to stop these men. We'll need some information.
All right.
Where was your mother going last night?
I guess she was coming home. She went to a movie early when I guess she was coming home.
And did she have a purse with her? Any valuables?
Yes, she had a purse.
Can you remember some of the things she carried in her purse?
Yes, I guess I can. There wasn't much, not much money.
Well, anything to identify her?
Some cards and things.
She have any jewelry? Any rings or a watch?
Yes. She had a wedding ring and an engagement ring that weren't worth much. I'm sorry.
Don't be. I think Miss Dunn better go on home, Asher. Get a description of the two rings and take her home.
Yeah, sure.
No, I'll do it. It's best to get it over with. I'll have to do it sooner or later.
Well, maybe we can get some close friends.
No, I want to. It's all right.
Okay.
Oh.
Miss Dunn, if you don't want to go through with
it... No. Look, go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead.
Charlie.
Wednesday evening, February 14th, CBS will bring you the exclusive broadcast of what promises to be the greatest boxing bout of the year, the meeting of Sugar Ray Robinson and Jake LaMotta. In meeting LaMotta, Robinson will be facing the only man ever to defeat him. LaMotta will be defending his middleweight crown in this exclusive CBS broadcast, which will come to you on most of these same stations. Be listening for this important sports event next Wednesday evening, February 14th, on CBS.
Sure, dear. King? Lovely.
Hi. Who's winning?
Who do you think?
Can't use it.
No. Let's see. No?
Jen.
Oh, Quine, do me a favor, will you? Drop dead.
Well, you couldn't discard the three. He picked one up.
Oh.
Owe me 30 cents.
Kibitzes.
Oh, by the way, Waldo's got 8 auxiliaries tonight. You and Matter and 13J again.
Well, how about the policewoman?
You get 5 of them. They'll be in the area from 10 till 2. One car within a block of them at all times.
Well, we got 30 minutes. You want some dinner?
Yeah, I'm getting hungry.
Okay.
Discard the three.
Wait a minute. Well, you couldn't have.
Have what?
Discarded the three.
Oh, it had to be the jack, 21. Huh? Couldn't have been any of the 9 other cards. You.
Yeah? Oh, hello, Mr. Wiggins. Yeah, I remember.
You did?
Where? 837 South Wilton.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll meet you there in about 10 minutes.
Right. That was Mr. Wiggins. He spotted his watch in a pawn shop. The watch the hold-up men took after they slugged him. There's Mr. Wiggins.
Yeah. Hello, Lieutenant.
Now, where's the watch?
Right over here, in the window. There, the gold one.
It's open. See the inscription?
Yeah. Okay, let's go in.
Yes?
And police.
Oh.
We want to see a watch you've got in your window.
Yeah, sure. Which one?
It's that one, the gold one.
The gold? Sure. This one?
That it, Mr. Wiggins?
Yes, that's it. See the inscription? To Dave, love, Alice, my wife. She gave it to me.
Hot?
Yeah. You remember where you got it?
I got a ticket. Yeah?
John Jones, 671 Barrington. John Jones.
That's a good name.
You remember what the man looked like?
The man who hocked the watch? No.
You remember when he hocked it?
No.
Didn't you date the ticket? How long have you had it?
A week, maybe. What's so important about the watch?
It belongs to this gentleman, not to the man who hocked it.
Oh, okay. Take it. It ain't worth much.
It's solid gold.
Solid gold. I got dozens.
Now, what's your name?
Wagner. George Wagner. Look, I don't know nothing about it. This guy came in hot, that's all.
Look, Mr. Wagner, it's very important that we get a description of this man.
He stole it, huh?
Yeah, and he's got a friend. We want both of them for murder.
Murder?
That's right.
You think you might know him if he came in again?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. I don't remember.
You get one of these lists?
Lists?
One of these. List of stolen articles, like that watch.
Oh, yeah, I got one.
None of these other things in your store?
No. No.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You didn't know about the watch. You better check.
Look, I know I ain't got none of them.
You didn't report the watch. You better check.
All right, I'll check. If I find something, I'll call you.
We'll wait.
While I check the whole inventory?
Just the tickets on the last week and a half.
Okay.
We'll take a look at them, too.
Sure. Okay. Look, officer.
Yeah?
I know the man that hocked that watch, but honest, I didn't know he killed nobody. I didn't know it.
What's his name?
Young, Carl Young. He's hocked things before. He's been in a couple times. I know him from the neighborhood, see? I didn't
his
think
name's
he was...
Carl?
Yeah, Carl Young.
The name in this watch is Dave.
He said it belonged to his brother.
You know his brother?
No, but I know him. He seemed like an honest guy.
Where does he live?
In the neighborhood. I bowl. He's in the bowling alley a lot. I bowled with him last Friday. Look, honest, he seemed like
a... Does he hang around with another guy?
I seen him with another guy sometimes. A big guy.
You better come down to the station, Mr. Wagner.
The station? Why?
I'm afraid you're in a little trouble.
Yeah, I know him. Carl Young. He hangs out in here a lot.
You know where he lives?
No. What's he done?
Does he follow around with anybody?
Yeah, he's with one guy called Bill. A fellow named, let me see, what the heck was he? Quiet guy, big. It was John or Joe. Oh, gee, I'm sorry. Joe, I think it was.
Well, I think we'll stick around. You let us know if Carl Young or Joe come in.
Sure, I will.
Coyne's got a dozen men checking the neighborhood. There are four cars in the block. Nobody does anything unless you give the word.
If they both come in, we'll take them. One of them will tail them.
Okay. Gee, it's 3:30.
See that guy down there, second alley?
Yeah, what about him?
He's bowled six strikes. Fair. 150 so far.
Yeah, you need a few strikes, friend.
Yeah. There you are. Okay, pick him up.
Lieutenant.
Yeah, what is it?
That fella just came in.
Which one?
The big one. I said, hello, Joe. He said, hello. His name must be Joe.
Oh, get a load of this guy.
Where is he?
Upstairs in the pool hall.
Come on, point him out.
Yeah, it's up here. Come on, man. Hello, Joe.
Hi.
That's him?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
He's
out in the street.
Now hold it. He's getting into a car. Come on.
There he goes.
Now stay with him. 13J, code 3, suspect proceeding east on Fountain. License number 80-Roger-1135.
KQAR. Attention all units. Code 3, suspect traveling east on Fountain. License number 80-Roger-1135.
He's swinging left.
13J, suspect turning north on Lincoln.
KQAR. All units in Area B. Code 3, suspect proceeding north on Lincoln.
Don't get too close, Matt.
He's stopping.
Yeah, pull up. 13J, suspect at 3000 block, Lincoln.
He's getting out.
Now, let's go.
He's going into the building.
Now, hold it. We'll wait till the rest of the boys get here.
Well, there's Quine now.
Yeah. He's in the building, Quine. You better take it around the back in the alley just in case.
Right.
Here's Asher.
Quine's taking the alley in the back. We'll go in and you wait here with the rest. Spread them out.
Yeah, right, Lieutenant.
All right, let's go, man.
Okay. How do we do it?
Find out what apartment he went in, clear out the building, and take him.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Mailboxes.
Oh, yeah. Lipsky, Busher, Whiting.
C. Young. 208.
Uh-huh. Now, if they're in the room, we can just clear out the rooms on both sides. Forget the rest of the building. I'll take 206.
Okay, I'll take 210.
Sure. So what? I tell you, Carl, it's nothing.
Excuse me.
Certainly.
I tell you, I know what I'm talking about. This day ain't.
Ben.
Yeah?
That was Carl Young with the big boy.
Come on. It's better. We'll take him on the street.
They're climbing into the car.
Hold it, Young.
Look out, Carl.
Watch it, Ben.
Asher, over that way. Get them between us.
Yeah.
Give it up, Young! Give it up!
Watch it!
They're breaking for the alley. Young's down.
Take this one, Asher.
Right.
All right! Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
Quine's got him.
Face the wall. Put your hands on the wall.
Okay. Okay.
Shake him down, Matt.
Okay.
Big boy wasn't as tough as he looked.
Oh, he's been fighting old ladies too long.
The lineup, where before you pass the innocent, the vagrant, the thief, the murderer. Listen again next week when we again bring you The Lineup.
May I have your attention, please? You people out there on the other side of the wire in the audience room, may I have your attention, please? Thank you. My name is Greb, Sergeant Matt Greb. I'll explain the lineup to you. Each of the suspects you will see will be numbered. I'll call off a number, their name, and charge. If you have any questions or identifications, please remember the number assigned to the prisoner as I call his name. At the end of each line, when they ask for the
The Lineup, starring Bill Johnstone as Lieutenant Ben Guthrie and Wally Mayer as Sergeant Matt Greb, is written by Blake Edwards with music by Eddie Dunstetter. Featured in tonight's cast were High Everback, Sidney Miller, Bill Boucher, Herb Butterfield, Barton Yarborough, Sammy Hill, Mary Lansing, Howard McNear, and Tim Graham. The Lineup is produced and directed by Jaime Del Valle. The dramatic story of a pint of blood donated by a civilian, flown across the Pacific, and used to save a GI's life in Korea, will be told on Hear It Now tomorrow evening. Edward R. Murrow will narrate the drama, and Generals MacArthur and Ridgway will be heard as part of this gripping, vital story. Also on CBS this Friday night, Jan Murray will be here with another bright hour of Songs for Sale. Four more amateur songwriters will be competing for nationwide publication and the royalty check. Songs for Sale and Hear It Now are heard every Friday on most of these same CBS stations. Dan Coverly speaking. This is CBS, where the Jack Smith, Dinah Shore, Margaret Whiting show is heard every weekday evening. The Columbia Broadcasting System.
Welcome back. Well, I have to admit, this is probably one of the most dubious titling decisions because no one in the case is indicated to be senile, either sluggers or victims. The only thing indicated is that the victims are old, which is obviously, or elderly, which is obviously not the same thing as senile. But the person who wrote the script titles, which, like most shows, the script titles were not used in the programs themselves. They kind of like snappy titles. So senile slugging rolls off the tongue, and so that's what we end up with. All right, well, some listener comments and feedback. We begin with one from Richard. Dear Mr. Graham, thank you very much for your public service in making these marvelous recordings widely available. I'm an Australian listener. But think you have a perfectly engaging voice for podcast. I'm looking forward to the Philip Marlowe series. How many years must I wait? Regards from Richard. Well, Richard, actually, not too many. By my calculations, just approximately 14 months, give or take a week. Right after the Bob Bailey, yours truly, Johnny Dollar run. Thanks for listening in Australia. And then we have a note from Joan, who says, Mr. Ace is very interesting. Too bad there are only a couple of episodes. Keep up the good work and interesting comments, Adam, because without you, we would never know as much as we do about the shows and the inside information you pass along to us. Well, thanks so much, Joan. That will actually do it for today. We will be back on Monday with Let George Do It. I had to pause to double check because next week's schedule is just a little bit different. And then join us back here on Saturday for another episode of The Lineup. In the meanwhile, send your comments to Box13 at GreatDetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. See you next week. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.